From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama in Laos, the first American president to visit that landlocked Southeast Asian nation, for Southeast Asian and East Asian nation meetings. He met earlier with the president of the landlocked nation before leaving the G20 summit in China. Mr. Obama told reporters he hopes to improve relations with Vientiane by helping resolve unexploded ordnance issues following the Indochina War.
And my expectation is that in our meetings over the course of several days, that we'll be able to provide some really concrete assistance that ensures that innocent kids who are running through a field, or a farmer that's trying to clear a field, or a business that's trying to get set up, that they're not endangered by possibility of an explosion.
Mr. Obama will also deliver a speech on Asia policy and is expected to urge congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact.
And I have yet to hear a persuasive argument from the left or the right as to why we wouldn't want to create a trade framework that raises labor standards, raises environmental standards, protects intellectual property, levels the playing field for U.S. businesses, brings down tariffs. It is indisputable that it would create a better deal for us than the status quo.
The TPP opposed by both U.S. major party presidential nominees. The Italian Coast Guard said rescuers recovered the bodies of 15 migrants in search and rescue operations Monday. Also saved 2,700 lives off the coast of Libya. At least 23 killed in a weekend blaze at a prison near Ethiopia's capital. The fire erupted Saturday at the Kilinto prison, which holds many of those arrested in ongoing protests. This is VOA News. A car bomb struck central Kabul late Monday, hours after two explosions near the defense ministry killed at least 24 and wounded more than 90. Gunfire could be heard after the third blast. The first two were claimed by the Taliban. RAND Corporation analyst Jonah Blank said it underscores a shift away from attacks on security forces.
If one looks at the pattern of the recent Taliban attacks, they have generally been targeting soft targets. They have not been going after hardened military bases, as they had done in the past.
An army general and two police commanders are among the dead. The bombings come less than 2 weeks after gunmen attacked the American university, killing 13. The U.N. Security Council will take up the latest North Korean missile launches Tuesday, the North firing three ballistic missiles Monday into the Sea of Japan from a site along its east coast. Leader Kim Jong-un Tuesday called for continued missile and nuclear development. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said Pyongyang views itself as a regional nuclear power.
Kim Jong-un is offended by not being invited to the G20. After all, he is a great nuclear power now. To us, that sounds ironic, but to him, I think he believes that now that he has nuclear weapons, he should be treated as a peer of China and the United States.
Japan's defense ministry said the missiles fell into its exclusive economic zone, calling it a grave national threat. The U.S. denounced the firings as reckless. A series of bombings claimed by Islamic State killed at least 48 across Syria Monday. Those bombings occurred as Presidents Obama and Putin, meeting on the sidelines of the G20 summit, failed to find agreement on how to end the violence. Mr. Putin said he hopes an agreement can be reached in coming days on improving and intensifying cooperation against terrorist organizations to bring about the end of the five-year conflict. China has underscored its resolute opposition to any form of Hong Kong independence following legislative election results from Sunday showing pro-democracy candidates winning 30 of 70 seats that give them the power to veto bills by the pro-Beijing majority. More than 2 million people cast ballots, the highest turnout since Britain turned over Hong Kong to China in 1997. The World Health Organization says Nigeria has reported a third case of polio in northeast Borno State. Two other cases were reported last month and a setback to the country's effort to eradicate the crippling disease. Zambia's highest court has dismissed an effort by defeated presidential candidate Hakainde Hichilema to annul last month's election, clearing the way for incumbent President Edgar Lungu's inauguration next week. Hichilema, who lost by 100,000 votes, alleged fraud. The court said he had missed a 14-day deadline to file his challenge. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.